Good evening, good evening. This is the shiur for the 11th of August. A pre-recorded shiur, Chav Aleph Menachem Av. We are up to Siman Tov Kuf Dalet, and we are going to be learning Siv Gimel, as well as Siv Dalet, and thereby completing Siman Tov Kuf Dalet. As we've discussed previously, we have been learning the halachas of Dinei Tavlin, the spice on Yom Tov. And so far we have learned that, yes, grinding is really tochech nefesh, which we learn on Yom Tov is permitted. We have learned also that in Siman Tov Tzadihei we learned that there are exceptions to the rule of oichel nefesh. Whenever melachos are done in a bulk, these are also, because Chachamim felt that, or perhaps the Reise, but perhaps Chachamim felt that you're going to end up doing all your harvesting and all your hard labor and all your hard work you're going to be doing on Yom Tov. And that's, of course, not the point of Yom Tov. Therefore, all the bulk melachos are forbidden, perhaps on a rabbinical level, perhaps on a Torah level. Grinding, essentially, is also one of those melachos. And therefore, we are finding, for instance, with salt or some spices, you can't grind it because it's something which you should have done before Yom Tov. The big exception is spices, because spice is something which loses its taste very quickly. We all know onions, we all know just nice spices, it loses its taste so quickly, and therefore it's an exception within the exception, and here the rule of Oichel Nefesh does apply, and therefore you are allowed to grind spices on Yom Tov. Those which are not permitted, those which don't lose taste quickly, you may still grind them in an irregular manner. And that's basically what we've learned so far with regards to Dinei Tavlin on Yom Tov. Siv Gimel carries on with the following halacha. Ein koshin harifos machtesh gedole. This is basically cereal. It's a kind of cereal which was cooked with ground wheat. You can only use a mortar, I believe it's called, a larger one, which is the keli, which is used for that. Our koshin machtesh is ketana. You're not allowed to use the big one. You're only allowed to use a smaller machtesh, a smaller one. Because this is also a grinding. It's essentially a kind of grinding that you're doing. You're grinding this wheat in order to put it into cereal, and there you're meant to do it with a shinui. And the shinui is that you use the smaller of the kelim rather than a bigger one. Over Eretz Yisrael, I'm turning the page to 236, and in Eretz Yisrael, I feel back down. Also, even the smaller one is also, because it's usual to use the smaller one as well. And we've got to do a shinui. And that's very much related to this situation. And since in Eretz Yisrael you use a smaller one, then therefore the smaller one is also, because that's not considered the regular way, that's not considered the shinui. Fekeven and Sin Chain Yodi Machshov, nowadays we don't even know exactly Manikes Gedoyle, what is considered the larger Machteshes and what is called the bigger one, Oiktano. We actually have to forbid all of them because we do not know exactly the definition of a bigger one, definition of a smaller one. Therefore, we actually never allow these Machteshes, these mortars, in any circumstances, even whether it's in Chutz Lo'etz or in Eretz Yisrael. Umotaligoi Gvino B'Yom Tov. Now, grating cheese. You're allowed to grate cheese on Yom Tov. Alakli with the keli shumerig chutz, which is the grater. Miutzorich shinu me'at, k'mo dichas melach. Here again, you want a grate cheese? Fine. Grate cheese, I understand. It's oichel nefesh, you're allowed to do that. Does it lose taste? Yes or no? Does it lose taste? The answer is no, it doesn't. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's why you've got to do it with a shinoi. Mishnah Berurah sifkot nutches. Sifkot nutches miu tzorich shinoi adal piroiv ein mafik tam. It doesn't lose taste. Cheeses don't lose taste. Miu imefik tam muter afilu b'li shinoi minatin. But if he was to be talking about a kind of cheese which does lose taste, then you are allowed even without a shinui. So with cheeses, it depends. If it's a kind of strong cheese that loses taste from one day to the next, then by all means, just grate it in the regular way on Yom Tov. If it's a kind of cheese which doesn't lose taste, then in principle you could have grated it before Yom Tov. You didn't grate it before Yom Tov. You want to grate it on Yom Tov. So fine, so you've got to do it with a shinui. Use not the usual keli. It appears that the keli is not so designated and sophisticated that we would be considered uvd l'chol. We learned previously that something which is a keli, which is very designated, very specialized, these are within the issa of uvd l'chol. It appears that a cheese grater doesn't apply and is not in that category. Vo'adin matzus below shinui, simply when it comes to matzus, you can also grate it, crush it, grind it, without change. Mishum de'entchinu b'ochlin, shutchinu de'chinu, because that's another rule which applies over here. Ein toichen achat toichen, that's something which has been ground previously. There is no issue to grind it further. So matzahs, obviously, they come out of ground flour, and since it has been ground previously, there is no issue to grinding it again. So ein toichen achat toichen, and therefore matzahs can be crushed again. The Mishnah Berurah here addresses the question of cutting vegetable very, very thin. So you want to make a salad. You have to cut vegetables very thinly. Or is that a problem? So let's think this through. Is it Uchel Nefesh? Yes, it is. Is it Toichein, which is one of the exceptions that bulk is forbidden? Yes, it is. Is it something which loses taste and therefore would be exception within the exception? No, it doesn't lose taste. Vegetable, yes, day to day, probably doesn't make a difference. So surely it would be within the category that you're allowed to do that. However, the Mishnah Berurah says it's fine. Why is it fine? Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Sefkot New Test, Mutalach Toich, you're allowed to cut, Yom Tov and Yom Tov, Yirokos, at the very end of the Sefkot, Mutalach Toich, Yom Tov, Yirokos, you're allowed to cut on Yom Tov vegetables, Tak Tak very thinly, Bele Shinui without Shinui. So he says the reason it appears what the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because this is cutting. So the Mishnah Berurah says Lamed Vav in Shayatzin. Excuse me, in Shayatzin. Bottom line of Shayatzin, the mafigin tam habe. It loses a lot of its taste. It does lose taste. Whether you cut the vegetable yesterday or today makes a huge difference. Mishnah Berurah therefore holds that it is within the category of great loss of taste. And therefore, it's like toichein of the very first seif of this simon, that anything which loses a great deal of taste, you're allowed to grind on Yom Tov because it's considered real oichel nefesh. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it. Similarly, also here, the salad, you have to cut it very thinly on Yom Tov, it's permitted. What it does say is that you've got to make sure that you get the measurement right. Don't do a lot, don't overdo it, because that would be also ready. You've got to make sure you get the right amount. Finally, Siv Dalet, Mutala Odom, Limdoi Tavlin Litem Bekadeiro, you have to measure spices that you're going to put in the in your cooking, you have to measure the spices. Bishvil, in order that you shouldn't ruin your pot, your tafshil, your dish. If you don't measure it, you're going to end up having it much too sharp, much too salty, much too hot. Whatever, it's not going to be tasty. You may therefore measure the amount of spices you're going to put in your dish. That is why it's permitted. So Rabbeinu, I want to summarize this because it's really important and it touches on a lot of the important rules. So oichel nefesh is permitted, yes indeed. Various melachas have been excluded. The reason why those melachas are excluded is because you tend to do it in bulk. It would defeat the purpose of allowing those melachas to be performed on Yom Tov, because it's just going to be, you're going to be busy doing too much melachas on Yom Tov. Therefore, various melachos which are done in bulk are also. Toichin is one of those melachos which is also, and the rule of Ochel Nefesh doesn't apply. Within that, however, there's an exception. And the exception are grinding spices, because spices loses its taste very quickly. Therefore, you may do as much as you need, not in bulk, of course not in bulk, but for the specific amount you require on Yom Tov, you may grind them on Yom Tov. If you were to grind it before Yom Tov, it's going to lose its taste, and therefore it's mutter. This is added to an issa of Uvda Dechoil. Even if you are allowed to grind something, if you're using a specific, slightly more sophisticated grinder, that's also because of Uvda Dechoil. It's a weekday related and associated activity, which is also on Yom Tov. So you've got to make sure to use a basic, simple grinding item. When you are allowed to grind, then you should do that with a shinui, and the shinui, and each shinui ma'at, a small shinui, and then that's how you're going to be allowed to grind it. We spoke about the cutting the vegetables, which is permitted, because it loses its taste. We also learned you're allowed to measure the amount of spices you're putting into your dish, because we don't need to spoil your dish altogether at that stage. Sefer Shmuel teaches us about an episode of Novois Yisraeli. Novois was a gentleman who was distantly related to the king Achav. They happened to be neighbors too. Achav was a king, and he saw that his neighboring cousin had a very beautiful vineyard, and he was very jealous of that vineyard of his neighbor. And he said, "Please, can I have it? I'll pay you money for it." And Novois refused to sell it to him, even when approached by the king, and even when offered a lot of money, he refused. He says, "I've got it from my ancestors, been in my family for donkey's years, I don't want to sell it." And Achav got very upset. In fact, he got depressed, as the pasuk describes. He wouldn't eat, he wouldn't sleep, he wouldn't drink. He then orchestrated, because of his depression, his wife orchestrated he was so sad, he wouldn't eat, he really needed that great vineyard and nothing else. He just needed it. His wife therefore orchestrated a whole incident of false witnesses, saying that Novois did a very bad deed. He was shouting out and screaming out against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as against the king, and he was therefore considered a Morid B'Malchus. This was incorrect, he never did that. But there was false witnesses coming forward saying that Novois did that, and therefore he was killed, he was stoned, he was killed. Novois was killed due to the false witnesses which were orchestrated by Achav's wife. Once Achav found out that Novois had died, he was all happy, and he said, "All right, very good. So now this vineyard is mine." And he came and he took and he basically confiscated this vineyard, which he just liked, and he just basically took it away. Much can be learned from this episode. Primarily, that a person always wants, very literally, this is other people's garden is better, and the grass on the other. What's that expression? The garden on the green, what's called the grass on the other side is greener. That's exactly what Novois, what Achav suffered from. He had plenty of vineyards, he had plenty of wealth, plenty of money, but he needed his neighbor's vineyard. Certainly, that's one of the lessons. Another lesson is that a person is never satisfied with what he's got, and it's really, 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 really can destroy somebody. It was a self-destruction button, because Achav eventually got punished from that, and if a person is unable to satisfy his is unhappy to be happy with what he's got, and he's not content. He's going to really press the self-destruction button at some point. Finally, interesting Chazal in relation to Novos. Novos was killed, and there must be a reason why this happened to him. And the Medrash tells us that he was actually a chazan. He went every year to daven in the Beis Hamikdash. He was there, had a beautiful voice, and he refused to go 1 year to go. And because he refused to go in daven and be the chazan in front of Klal Yisrael by the regel, because of that, Hashem had to punish him. These are a few lessons of this fascinating episode of Novos Yisraeli, which is brought in end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. I wish you a good evening.